Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
I had no tangible evidence that my dad killed anyone.
What April Bellaccio did have was a feeling.
Let me ask you, how many people do you know that have been murdered?
None.
Well, everywhere I went, people that we knew or associated with were being murdered, and my dad talked about it or got involved in it.
We try to make sense of April's past. The Clearing, from Pineapple Street Media, in association with Gimlet.
Listen to The Clearing now, for free, on the radio.com app.
Hey, hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit. Unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Football returns to Wrigley Field this fall to host Wisconsin. Guarantee a seat with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! And with that, I think I can head out.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yes, we certainly appreciate you listening. I want to thank our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Look around and let's find out who we are.
And also, a great big thanks to our sound maven, Mr. Kevin Zipak.
Little wise guy. He's a little wise guy.
And Ray Diaz had to depart earlier, but what a wonderful human, and we miss him desperately.
Dolly!
And now we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Good morning, guys.
Morning,
fellas.
It's always a good pre-transition discussion when Johan Cruyff's name comes up.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You've done your research. Good man.
Well, we start talking about moves and soccer stuff and people who are known. I remember seeing it and hearing it was like a documentary, and they were talking about his influence on the sport and saying that even though you knew he was going to do this certain little stop-start turn, that's like psychologically the defender's brain wasn't equipped to deal with it, even though you're anticipating it. One of those things that sort of breaks sports.
Like Michael's pump fake or something. You know it's coming.
Like old Wizards, yeah. Michael? Yeah.
It's like on the ninth pump fake, I'm going to shoot. You knew that, but it didn't matter.
Was that documentary on the Marquee Network?
That was a long time ago. I mean, they might be running it now. I don't know if they have the rights to it or not, but I don't know why that's stuck in my head.
Do you have the Marquee Network?
Yes.
And have you figured out how to get it?
I was watching it on the MLB TV because spring training does not have the blackout restrictions, I don't think.
So, David,
is that right?
I just plug it in. I can watch the games. I can't watch
you plug
the network.
It in. So, if I have MLB Network?
I sign in. I didn't mean to sign in. If I sign in, I get the iPad. I go to the, pull it up right now. MLB.TV. I've got the app. I pay for the subscription, the 120 whatever it is, to pay for the subscription for that. I share it with my brother, and then which is legal. And then I can watch games. I can't watch the network. Can't watch the programming.
See,
the
I would like
do you
to
watch it together, or can you not watch it together? I mean, like, if you're watching MLB...
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah, he can't if you're sharing it.
I think for MLB
TV... Do you get along
TV,
with your brother? Have you always gotten along with your
brother? Yeah, really well. Yeah, no, he's like my best friend. But you can watch on like 3 to 4 devices at the same time. I think there's a limit on MLB TV. I don't know what it is. We haven't reached it yet, so...
Man, this whole thing is just way too complicated.
It's way too complicated. It's complicated. I want to do is find out whether or not Craig Kimbrell's
good. We have against the Marquee Network.
I'm developing a grudge, Tom. I mean, yesterday I had this conversation we talked about earlier with the Comcast provider.
You did it. You were the guy that called your provider.
Yes, I was.
How long were you on hold?
I did. Called your provider.
Because I was getting tired of not having content.
How long were you on hold?
I was only on hold for maybe 3 minutes. It wasn't bad. The conversation...
Through the door.
It seemed like it was longer than 20, but it was about 20.
Did you elevate it immediately saying, speak to your supervisor?
No, I didn't. Because I wanted to know how this quote-unquote rank and file, how they were dealing with customers that were asking the questions I was asking. And she was quoting Wikipedia to me by the end of the conversation.
What?
Yes.
Why?
About who...
Oddly enough, and Mussolini. Nobody can figure out why.
It was very unsatisfying. And I ended up going down looking into Hulu Live. Then I found out you can't get that until opening day.
Right.
I just ready to give up.
There's a certain level of disgust.
Yeah.
What was the tenor of the talking points? I mean, was it clear that there's a script that they go from this to this to this?
The tenor, my takeaway was that there's, number one, incredibly low sense of urgency by Xfinity and the people answering the phone calls about the Cubs and the Marquee Sports Network. Number two, a very low degree of concern and knowledge of the details. She basically told me she'd be able to assure me that within the first month of the season, I'll be able to watch Cub games. Opening day, she said, I don't know. I'm hearing that's probably not going to happen.
I don't know why there'd be any urgency on that side of the coin.
No, it's all a leverage play.
No idea.
If they evince urgency, that's only going to allow the Cubs to sit chilly. So it's all a psychological game. They're all just messing with people in this. And did you do this as a journalistic experiment or as a consumer?
Well, you know what? I didn't give it as much thought to make it a journalistic exercise. I was really just frustrated because I saw the Cubs were on, and I wanted to find out how quickly I could get Hulu Live to maybe watch them today, because yesterday they were off.
Yeah.
So I saw they were off. I said, okay, I want to take this. Can I take care of this in a day? Because I had a couple hours in the afternoon, and I wasn't able to take care of it. So that makes it even more frustrating because now, you know. Come on.
Well, today you can just go on ChicagoWhiteSox.com.
Yeah. Use the My Teams app.
And watch the first inning of the game in order to see Michael Kopech pitch.
I can't wait to sit down and watch Michael Kopech.
I agree.
I'm very excited about it. I think it's been difficult to put aside kind of the not grief, but just kind of angst. That's like, I know Michael Kopech won't be in the big leagues to start the year.
Right. Is that grief
and
or angst?
That sucks. I guess it's kind of both.
Like, yeah. Acceptance, right?
Don't you like
the fact that Sox are planning for October on March 10th?
Yes, okay, Dr. Kubler-Ross. Accepted it yet.
Who, by the way, has been proven wrong in that
right,
theory.
Right. All of those things are wrong, right? And yeah. Anger, though. I've got anger.
It used to be denial, bargaining, anger, depression, acceptance. And now, basically, modern science is saying, yeah, none of that's true.
See, for me, it's anger, then anger, then there's some sort of, then there's anger, then there's a little bit of grief,
and then depression.
Anger,
I go through the stages of anger.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much anger. All the different flavors of anger.
Right? He goes from acceptance back to anger.
Well, here in anger again.
God! I'm accepting that I'm angry.
You know, I'm thinking more about it.
Right? Yeah. Now that I think about it.
You know, you make some good points, and I think that, nope, still angry.
And that's just during the commercial breaks of the show when you come into the studio.
Each and every time?
I turned on Kevin pretty quickly this morning.
Angry. What'd you turn on him about?
We talked about soccer. And I
had to be an Arsenal conversation.
I think the line was, I said to him, I went to a seminary, you bleep, bleep.
Some irony in that statement.
Well, yeah, play that's that why card, it was
you
funny.
Might as well play it hard, right?
Why it was funny. Yeah.
You see the priest in Georgetown got coronavirus?
Yes.
Which one?
Yes.
Yeah,
the 500 people that got communion are all like they self quarantined.
Yeah, it's like reaching in everybody's mouth and shaking all their hands. Like, by the way.
Come
like,
here, peace be with you too. You know, everybody get in line.
That's why they banned reporters from locker rooms too. They were worried that Scott Merkin was going to keep feeding White Sox players.
By hand.
You can't do it anymore.
I've got spare food off the
table. I brought some cheese from my car, Scott.
when you used to be able to, you know, when they gave you a couple of options about how to receive communion, like you can go and they'll put it in your hand and then you feed yourself, mm-hmm. or you can take it directly from the priest. He puts it in your mouth.
Can't you get it rectally?
No. But my buddy used to say,
right, ever since
buddy,
the thing.
Well, you can, but those of us that don't like that don't. My buddy used to say, why pick up when they deliver? But now you'd have to reconsider that in this day and age.
Yeah. I just got weirded out by the whatever tray they put underneath of you if you're not going to use your hands
to
receive it. Well, it's symbolic. It's the body of Christ.
But you're not allowed to touch it.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm aware.
If I'm an altar boy and I'm using that thing and it falls, the priest has to retrieve it.
It is not a loose ball drill.
I'm like in sixth grade and the thing falls and I go down for it and he shoves me and I go like arse over tea kettle.
I always wondered it's a situation like this, you have a whole chain of custody thing, right? Like as an altar boy, are you picking it up with your hands to
is
there a special tongs or
no. Yes, there
well, you're not supposed to touch it at all if you're an altar boy.
There no. were I've or seen else. Tongs used, right? Have
you yes, you can
tongs?
Use tongs. Yes.
I was at one of the parishes that had tongs.
I used tongs.
We couldn't afford tongs at our parish.
Oh, it was on vacation.
Oh, okay.
I was on vacation. Right, we saw tongs.
I was just wondering about that because, I mean, that is for a ritual like that to be with something, people go to mass every day and all of a sudden they're like, yeah, you could be really sick because the priest put something in your mouth or was standing next, breathing on something. I mean, if he sneezes on it, if he coughs on it.
Hey, let's all drink out of the same cup.
Yeah, that goes on.
Yes,
you can get it under
on.
Both.
That's Sunday.
Yes.
That's 9 a.m. Mass.
All right. I know. Been there, done that.
So the funniest moment of yesterday, or the most surreal moment of yesterday, one of these through the looking glass moments, is you're looking at your Twitter feed and you're thinking, okay, this is a verified Twitter user who works for a mainstream media outlet who just told me that the president arrived at the White House. Brian Urlacher is standing there in a blue suit waiting for him.
Yes.
And the two entered the White House.
True.
True.
True. His wife was posting pictures of them at the White House.
And immediately, Twitter wags snap into action. And the fact is, they might be right. Is this a pardon gambit?
I don't know the answer to that question, but I understand the speculation. And the cause effect and the timing of it makes a lot of sense if that's the purpose of the visit.
Right? Or is it a hair transplant thing where he says, listen, I've got a really good idea for you. You take a hair off your ass and put it on your head. That's what I did. I'm really happy. You can tell.
Here just
you can be a lot of billboards. You know, just want to give him hair advice. It is, it's weird because, you know, there's always a flurry. If presidents on the way out, often under the cover of night on their last day, will just release a flurry of what would be controversial pardons. It does. You remember the stuff about Bill Clinton pardoning Mark Rich? And how people say, oh, my God, you're pardoning this guy. And it's just they don't care. Like, so long, suckers. And whether it's, you know, Roger Stone or everybody else, maybe there's a list that Urlacher just wants to get Casey on the list.
Boy, that would really show a lot of foresight on his part. And he'd have to act really fast unless there was a pre-existing relationship that we're unaware of.
And he's not convicted yet. That's the other thing. That's, he's just indicted.
That makes me wonder if this was something that was he's there because he's Brian Urlacher. And maybe has some connections.
Shouldn't you have to win the Super Bowl first before you go to the White House? What did Urlacher win?
It's a Hall of Famer.
Dustin? Oh, geez.
No, he's sitting back there.
It's you. Okay.
Dustin and I agree on our disdain for Brian Urlacher.
That's the middle of the Venn diagram.
What are you going to do? Reactiveness.
What you got?
What are we going to do? Well, first of all, most importantly, we are going to qualify another potential winner, a finalist for Cubs season tickets, one of the great radio giveaways that there has ever been.
Really is.
Cubs season ticket, 81-game ticket package. When you look at the face value of these tickets and compare that to any other radio giveaway, it's pretty special. So we're going to do that. We are going to talk to Mike Sando, the senior writer of The Athletic, wrote a very sobering piece about Mitchell Trubisky, what's real, what's not, where he stacks up.
Trubisky magic!
We also are going to do the Midday Midway, and our old buddy Brian Geltzeiler on the NBA is always a can't-miss. That's going to be at 11.
Have a good show, guys. Thank
you. End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
That's all I got.
Breaking news on The Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Napa know-how.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, so you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
The next generation of Galaxy has arrived at Sprint, and it's 5G ready. Right now, switch and lease the new Samsung Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Get your Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month. Phone $0 per month after $41.67 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. 5G coverage will be limited in select cities. See Sprint.com/Sprint5G for actual coverage and availability.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did. Call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys, and they're different because they custom make and install all their own products. They offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done. Russ came out to the house, and he looked around, and he measured. He's like, all right, got to make the windows, and when they're ready, my guys will come out and install them. And it was absolutely painless, and I ended up with awesome windows. You'll have the same experience, the best price, the best product, deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. The first 10 callers that mention my name, Dan, get 10% off the order. 847-881-3060. Check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, what was the first thing that made you fall in love with Chicagoans?
The fact that I didn't have a preconceived notion about Chicago, being that I'm from Virginia, I went to school in Oregon. I never spent a lot of time in the Midwest. The extent of my knowledge of the Midwest was Charlie Weiss's office in 2008 at Notre Dame, 2007. When I got picked by the Bears, I knew right away when my brother and my dad both looked at me with a look of jealousy and disgust. You get to go play in Chicago. How lucky are you? And from the day that I got to O'Hare and from the first officer I shook hands with when I stepped off the plane, it's been a family affair. It's been something that has had ups and downs, but the loyalty's been there since day one.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeffy.
General managers and team owners, I mean, they love cost certainty. You might be overpaying a couple of these guys in the long run, but generally you're getting a bargain on them. And I think you look back on some of the deals, like the Chris Sale deal, for example, or the Adam Eaton deal, or the Jose Quintana deal. I mean, those all turned out well for the White Sox and eventually for their other employers. When you lock in that cost certainty, you raise their value in the eyes of other teams if it does come to trading them. I mean, you got Eloy Jimenez back in the Quintana deal, for example. So this is a sound strategy. From the player standpoint, I don't like it as much. I'd like to see these guys maximize their earning potential in what is largely an unfair system. But, you know, for a guy like Moncada, it's tough to complain on his behalf because he'll still be only 30 years old after this deal is done and have a shot at another massive payday if he does live up to the potential.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer. Test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Got a lot to talk about today, including some very sobering NFL stuff. Mike Sando, who is actually bringing the receipts on Mitchell Trubisky. So if you're Ryan Pace, you may not want to get this information.
Although if you're Ryan Pace and you haven't seen these receipts yet, what are you doing?
Yeah, what have you been doing? We'll talk about that. We got some baseball betting possibilities that were intriguing you, that you were hearing yesterday as it all became legal here in Illinois. Midday Midway at 10:40. Brian Geltzeiler comes your way to talk NBA at 11. And most importantly, we are going to give away another finalist spot to qualify to win Cubs season tickets. The way we're going to do this is we're going to play a cue to call. Okay. The cue to call is going to be a specific Ron Coomer drop. Okay, Ron Coomer is going to say, this isn't the drop. This is me saying it. But when you hear Ron Coomer say Cubs win, that's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that one.
Not that.
It's a very specific one. Cubs win. That's how you do it. Then you call in And if you're the sixth caller to the contest line at that point, 312-591-6700, you will win that spot as a qualifier. Got it?
Easy enough, yeah.
Okay, it's a very specific Ron Coomer drop. 312-644-6767, that's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at bernsteinandmcknight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. You can text the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text 67011, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. If you haven't already, for myriad reasons, download the radio.com app.
Happy Kopech Day for the first time this spring / summer / baseball season.
It's real.
I'm very excited to watch Michael Kopech. I'm going to be working throughout the show and throughout the day to re-lower the expectations just for today.
Why?
Well, because it's cool that Michael Kopech is the guy for which you could get excited about. You could set the expectations for.
Right.
You can do this. But I got to remind myself that, no, it's his first start, and it's spring training, and none of it actually matters, and
training,
how he pitches.
Actually matters. You're bringing him to Parkinson's.
Will he do anything? But it's cool that you've got a guy. It was Kopech Day for a couple of days two seasons ago.
Yeah, and your reminder always with a pitcher returning from always. Anything, whether it's a minor league rehab start, it's not about today, unless there is some alarm.
Right.
Unless he's screaming and bleeding.
Leg falls off. Gets hit by a comeback.
Short of something alarming, it's all about the next day, the next couple of days.
How does he feel the next day?
How does he feel afterward? And
it's the next day. How do you feel the next day? That's what old head pitchers told me, so that's what I've taken to heart.
So it could be wrong.
No, I think this one's
okay. Right. A lot of things from old head pitchers are wrong.
Yeah,
old
head pitchers went through enough. You know what I mean? Like these couple of guys, they went through enough.
You download the radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. There you can also video stream the show. It's our guy Connor who's on the video stream today. Connor right. with one N.
Yeah, one N. Still an R.
Yes.
We'll see. There's an O in there somewhere.
I believe that. Well,
one N.
Yes. And he's showing us the video, showing you the video feed from these four fine HD cameras. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is in his regular chair. Rick Camp is in his. The Executioner is not. I believe Shane Reardon will be coming in and picking up the slack in the back of the room.
Great.
And the crowd went wild doing what the Executioner usually does. So things are weird in sports right now, especially when the NBA, MLB, NHL, and MLS release a joint statement mm-hmm. where they're snapping into action to protect their players and their league by barring the media from locker rooms.
This one's a difficult conversation, I think, for you and I to have. Because first and foremost, we started yesterday's show talking as best we know how about coronavirus and how it's affecting our sports world. And we said it yesterday, it was absolutely going to affect your sports world, not mine and Dan's or Rick or Jay's, yours. We're a little bit closer to things, not a whole lot, but a little bit closer to things. And yeah, the nuance of it, the everyday of sports, we're affected by a little bit more. But this will affect yours. Think of it is, nobody, no average fan cares to hear about sports writers complaining, about you and I complaining about the little things that go on in our jobs that get us closer to the sports that they love. But I think what everyone will actually care about is content, right? Everybody's going to care about content, whether it's created by beat writers or feature writers or you or I. And a lot of that is keyed on the closeness, the actual everyday interactions, especially in spring training and especially throughout a baseball season, that people depend on to bring that content out of athletes.
That's where relationships are built.
100%.
It's where and when relationships are built. That's when Joe Cowley can talk to Denzel Valentine in those situations.
Or other people. You know, there's reasons that guys go every day to a clubhouse. There are reasons guys go every day to a locker room and talk to people that they don't quote in the story they're writing for the day. It's background stuff. It's an understanding. It's long-term relationships with players and front office people. It's how you get stories that quote unnamed sources that give you you know, a better account of what's going on inside an organization that might be going through something.
And I understand that they are taking the advice of epidemiologists and doctors, and they wouldn't be doing this to Trojan horse the idea of just kicking all the media out. However, what I would like to know is how they justify this when players throughout the course of their day are interacting with any number of people outside of their work in just the course of the daily life. So when they pull up and the guy who comes to park their car is there and they dap him up and they go in and they see all right. all the everybody else that they work with every day. And then not only is there 20,000 people in the arena,
right,
that then they play a basketball game in which they're sweating and slamming into each other.
I mean, I get the idea that it's different with reporters because you could have people coming in from out of town and off airplanes.
You've got 20,000 people in there.
Of course. But I think there's two different discussions here. There's one like, okay, is the clubhouse open and is that a good thing? Can you still have interactions with players if you have them outside the clubhouse and 8 feet away from them? Can you have someone who's been cleared hold the recorder for you so the audio is of a bit better quality? Sure, you can jump through all those hoops, but at some point, the question is whether or not the athlete wants to participate in the hoop jumping.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like they're, in some cases, they are obligated to be there. Like the NFL has an obligation to a couple of designated players to speak at a lectern for, you know, a certain day of the week. But that's not necessarily the same in spring training. That's not necessarily the same in the NBA. But like you say, there's contact during games. There's potential transmission during games. And I think if sports are at a level where you've got to remove this particular subset of people trying to cover the sport, then shouldn't you be having a much more real conversation about whether or not fans should be at games?
Yes. That's the point I was trying to make, is that you're saying, well, the unclean media is going to endanger our players more than the sum total of 20,000 other people in a closed building. That, to me, is, and I know I'm not a doctor, but just on its face, that seems a little crazy.
I mean, do you want Schuster or Les that close to you?
Not the latter.
Scoreboard update.
More importantly than that, guys, your mean Mercedes hit another home run.
Mean Mercedes?
No.
I didn't know I had one.
Yettermean Mercedes.
Oh, yeah, I bought you one. Okay. Scorehouse over the weekend.
Hit his fourth home run of the Cactus League yesterday. He's got a 1409 OPS.
And it monster shot.
750 feet.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, and we were discussing this morning, you know, a nickname for him. David Haw suggested the Yerminator. I wanted to call him Benz, and then somebody texted in Lujo, which means luxury in Spanish.
Better hope so.
And any of those?
The Yerminator sounds too much like the urinator.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a drug test to pass there.
Yeah.
That man's name is Yermin Hugo.
All right. That's from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Fitz and the Northwestern Football Program return to Wrigley Field on November 7th to host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at nusports.com. Tonight at the United Center, the Bulls are playing the Cavs, two bad teams, but it will be notable for one reason. Coby White will start his first professional game tonight versus Cleveland. You can hear that game. That's right. You can hear it here on the Score, 6:45 pregame this evening. White has averaged 24 per game over his last 10. He'll need to keep that up as Zach LaVine is once again out for tonight as he continues to recover from a quad injury. Over to college hoops, Iowa's Luka Garza named Big Ten Player of the Year, and Illinois big man Kofi Coburn named Freshman of the Year. And in the Horizon League Tournament semifinals last night, UIC upset Wright State 73-56. UIC faces Northern Kentucky in the finals tonight for a shot at an automatic tournament bid. Finally, over to the Cactus League, White Sox and Reds tied 3-3 yesterday. The Sox have the Rangers today with Michael Kopech making his spring debut. And the Cubs take on the Giants later this afternoon in Scottsdale. Tyler Chatwood on the hill there. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is a radio.com sports station.
In a rare move, four major sports leagues got together and decided that they're going to ban media from the locker room to protect players and everyone from the spread of coronavirus. And that's fine. But how many times do you go to an NBA game and you see a huge sweaty man fall into the seats? Right smack dab into the seats, popcorn and beer flying everywhere, yeah. Apologies all around.
Sometimes they're not even wearing a mascot costume.
That's what I mean. It's not like the Benny the Bull popcorn thing. I mean like a guy diving for a ball.
Right.
And like he's dripping with sweat. And it gets all over people. Like, is this okay? Like, what about the players themselves with any exposure?
I don't know. This is the thing. I hate that this is our topic of conversation for today. I don't like that this is what matters most in sports, but there's no doubt that this is what matters most in sports right now.
Are we eating our broccoli?
I think it is. Like, this is...
Can I put a bunch of ranch on it?
Eat your damn vegetables, right? This is...
Melted cheese?
A conversation
that
nobody really wants to have.
You just scoffed at ranch?
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate ranch. I just never choose ranch.
I'm with you on the ranch. I'm good.
Oh,
I'll always choose a barbecue sauce or something like that. Or like if it's a salad, Italian dressing.
There's a ranch on pizza movement that really bugs me.
Of here.
That's an old California
thing. No, for sure. I mean, it's been around for a while, but the movement still exists. It has people. It has power. It has a voice. And I don't get it.
But that's what we're doing. We're kind of having to eat our vegetables a little bit as the leagues are doing this because it's a big deal. And my hope is, again, that this isn't the first step to then say, well, sure, the coronavirus scare is over. It's contained. The markets have rebounded. Everything's fine. But our doctors are advising us that there could be the next thing. Therefore, no more media. This works just fine.
In order to make sure that Major League Baseball or NBA or the NFL are following the best practices at all time and knowing that no government entity can really know when another one of these is coming, we're going to protect the interests of the league by doing this, that, or the other thing. I know...
That's my worry.
That there are same. I know that there are baseball writers. I know that there are football writers that are worried about their access being cut short. And it's not, you know, if it's that, you have to worry about what happens next to the people outside, the people who play the games, right? It's not just your sports writers, but it's the community that gets built up around a ballpark or a stadium, right? There's the crowd that shows up. There's the access that's permitted there. That's the shipment of goods back and forth between a stadium that comes close contact with locker rooms and whatnot. There's an economy around that team.
Yep.
In a very local sense, I mean, just look no farther than Wrigley Field. That entire area was built up by the team itself to create its own like self-sustaining economy around 81 or hopefully more Cubs games in a season. All of that now becomes like this chain of custody that you've got to worry about, this understanding that from one person to the next go these goods and services and what else goes with it. I don't know what the proper response is. I know that in reading, you know, as many conversations that I have about the stupid thing, that an abundance of caution has been recommended by as many people as possible. But that doesn't mean that you have to, build a toilet paper fort in your basement, right? I mean, those aren't the kind of things that you need to stock up on. You just need to make sure that you're maintaining a level of cleanliness that's a little above and beyond what you used to.
Meanwhile, I got home from Scorehouse. There's all these huge Amazon boxes.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who went crazy?
Who do you think?
I'm guessing it's your wife. Yes. But does your daughter also have an Amazon account? Because I can see that happening, too.
No, it was the wife. And I think daughter does have an Amazon account, but she's not a loon. And even though she's the type 1 diabetic who was concerned about her welfare.
This is the kind of thing that overrides I'm not a loon.
I know.
This is the thing that overrides common sense.
And I didn't know what was going on. I thought, because my wife often, because she's a planner and because she works for a charity called the Birthday Party Project, the front of our house often has boxes in front.
Sure.
And it means, oh, somebody's coming to pick that up, or that's linens for this party, or that's... I'm used to the front area being sort of warehousey.
Right.
Even though it shouldn't, because we got so much stuff going on for her business.
Yeah.
So I paid it no mind until I casually mentioned this morning the powder room needs toilet paper. So she drags this huge box in, takes out a box cutter, and pulls out a giant thing of Charmin. Like, dude, what the hell? And what's in the other one? She's like, soap?
Yeah.
That's going to be the next thing. I'm not going to be without soap. Okay. All right. Okay.
What's in this one? Avocados. That's the next thing. We're already running out of them. It's going all over the place.
What's in here? A pinball machine? Because you never know. Okay. Okay. This is... I you got the sort of planner's mind trying to think ahead.
Of course.
Always trying to think. So I said, okay. Anybody needs some toilet paper, by the way? Just, you know.
Well, so here's the thing. If it does go
Fury Road, we're going to be like the toilet paper farm.
Toilet paper becomes currency.
I will be the toilet paper farmer, which will keep me in power.
I will trade you a roll of toilet paper for a roll of paper towels. As I went to coming back from Scorehouse, I had to make the Target run. I'm away from the house for a week. I need stuff and supplies and just the normal things. I will admit that instead of, and it wasn't because of coronavirus necessarily, but it was because of the scarcity on the shelves. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was really nothing there. I bought one size up of toilet paper than I usually buy and one size up of paper towels.
Okay. You know, like
the extra three rolls or whatever.
You should always do that. Save your money.
I mean, but it's a storage thing. Like, I only have X amount of space to really put the roll, and then I bought the extra size up because I saw shelves without stuff on them. And I was like, oh, I'm not immune to base human emotion or fear. So this is what I'm doing now, even though I know that it's ridiculous.
Right. You can't overcome your own hard wiring at that point.
No, of course not.
A bill on Capitol Hill is out today. Hell, don't ask, Bill. Bill, don't ask.
I can't. I'm actually picturing... having worked next to sports writers for quite a bit of my career, I'm wondering what they would look like if they were infectious. I mean, how could you tell?
I agree. It's like they're gross.
It's like a bunch of Jabba the Hutts running around in Oxford shirts. What, you like, he's sick? Oh, really? Like, do tell. the bit about closing off the locker rooms, I mean, yeah, of course, like, nobody should have sympathy for the press corps, et cetera, but here's the people who should really be freaking out about this are those middle management and PR types, because what you're doing is you're making yourself hostage. I mean, the teams already whine about the blogosphere and the Twitterati. What happens when you don't have access, when you close the curtain and you don't have a way to dispel a lot of that crap and rumorendo that goes around at light speed in the interweb? The other thing you're doing is you're putting it, and it's an old story, right? I mean, we have a cliche here in Washington that there's only two rules. The first rule is never the crime, it's the cover-up. And the second rule is nobody ever remembers the first effing rule. What you're doing when you close information down, first of all, you're putting a premium on information, right? So that every next story that leaks out becomes all the more tawdry, no matter how banal it is, because the subtext is, here's what they didn't want you to know. And what you're doing when you incentivize the information, by the way, is you're rewarding the biggest drama queens in your organization, right? So, I mean, some back at a bench malcontent or, you know, like the voices in Jim Boylan's head, whatever one's in charge in a given moment, they can really torpedo a lot of your work. So, I recognize that there's sort of a larger panic here because – I mean, it feels a lot of ways that the extremities that we all feel in this time is not, they're not really directly related to what we're seeing. It's because of the larger spectra that haunts all of our proceedings in the White House, right? That in the same way that, you know, Harvey Weinstein might to this day be groping and raping, had it not been for that election, because of, you know, like, there's this sort of displaced rage and anger and fear. And you know, we look around and we find ourselves rudderless. And so, you know, the red-faced robber barons of the various sports leagues decide, you know, that they're going to fill the vacuum. And this just feels like it's compounding the problem. I mean, when you hide information from others, by definition, you hide it from yourself. And ask China how that works out.
Bill, it's a really thoughtful call, as always. And I think you make the good point that it's a two-way street. The relationship with the media is a two-way street. The teams,
when working well, yeah.
The teams want you to believe that it's just a bunch of snooping, smelly reporters in there trying to get their secrets that they don't want out. It's also management of relationships.
Context.
If you really knew, if you've done the job as a reporter and you knew the horse trading that goes on, it's like, hey, you know, don't, I know you got this, but you don't report it yet. He hasn't been told this, or his family doesn't know. There's all sorts of things where you say, look,
here's something you're missing.
Right. Or I'm going with this and someone will say, you know, if you don't want to sound like an idiot, you should know this. Or you get a call and say, hey, if you want to sound smart, report that we're doing this. And there could be agendas that you could be the beneficiary of, people within the organization trying to position themselves. That's how this all works. And once you shut that down, I think that Bill's point is then any rumor, anything anybody says, wet butt 19 can post something and people are going to run with it because they don't have people who are closer to tell them not to.
Yeah, it's a fair. Can you get it that way? Wet butt? Is that the way it transmits as well?
I don't know that coronavirus can be transmitted via social media wet butt.
We need to find out. We need to find out because we don't know. We saw yesterday late in the show a note from Albert Breer's Monday morning quarterback that concerned the Bears, their ability to position themselves to win in 2020, and the potential trade of a name you know, or at least that's what we think. A little Bears conversation when we come back. We'll talk to Mike Sando of The Athletic at 10 o'clock. More Bears conversation there. It's Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
The next generation of Galaxy has arrived at Sprint, and it's 5G ready. Right now, switch and lease the new Samsung Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Get your Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month. Phone $0 per month after $41.67 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. 5G coverage will be limited in select cities. See Sprint.com/Sprint5G for actual coverage and availability.
Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is offering all laser LASIK starting at $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's part of the reason I chose them. The other reason, the free, no obligation consultation. I had my consultation about a month before I had the procedure, which was, I don't know, about 6 months ago, something like that. The consultation is awesome. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK understands you're going to have questions about LASIK surgery, so they built the free consultation to get you the answers you're looking for. My results have been fantastic. I'm seeing 2015. It's a completely different lifestyle. I was in glasses in the third grade, contacts a few years after that, and I no longer have to worry about making sure I found my glasses, not breaking my glasses, getting the contacts, the backup contacts, the solution, and then ordering more and the expense that that brings you. Listen, that's a lot over a lifetime, and I don't have to worry about any of that anymore thanks to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Plus, with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. So do what I did. Go online or call to schedule your free consultation for LASIK at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, where believing is seeing.
Your hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
We're very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey Bulls fans, Chuck Swirsky
and Bill Winnington.
We bring you all the action of every Bulls game right here
on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
White, couple of jab steps, comes up shooting, top three, bam! Put him in the Hall of Fame! Put him in the Hall! He's got 7 threes!
Wow. That was a big-time shot right there.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And right here on 670thescore.com.
A radio.com sports station.
An official radio home of the Bulls.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm all for naked people.
That's a policy position.
Well, but it's not the drop.
No.
That is not the Ron Coomer drop that you're listening for.
He might be running, though. If he coming out with a strong policy position like that, I think he might be running if he is firmly on the side of naked people.
Coom steps up to the soapbox and his policy positions are a good swing with two strikes, hitting the ball into the gap. And
all for naked people.
Being all for naked people.
Or is he spelling it F-O-U-R? But he somehow is representing he's all four naked people. He's not just three naked people. He's all four.
The other guy wants to be three naked people. I'm telling you right now.
I'm claiming all four.
Four naked people. Say it.
You weren't the only one, brother.
So when you hear Ron Coomer say Cubs win, that's how you do it. That's when you should be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700, because we are qualifying another potential winner of Cubs season tickets, one of the coolest giveaways that's ever been done on the radio anywhere in the world.
So just before we had transitioned with Lawrence and Joe out at Rivers Casino yesterday for the first day of legal sports betting here in Illinois, I caught a note from Albert Breer's Monday Morning Quarterback column. And quite frankly, you and I both kind of read it wrong and Rick caught it right. But then there was transition and Lawrence and stuff, and it kind of stuck in my brain all afternoon and into the evening yesterday is kind of prepping for the show tomorrow. I'll read it again for you. This is from Monday Morning Quarterback, Albert Breer's column in Sports Illustrated. And it's in the All 32 section where he kind of, you know, it's a note from all 32 teams. That's simple enough to understand. He says, keep an eye on the Bears looking to augment their roster with a trade over the next couple months. Simple enough. Their cap situation will make it tough to be too active on the free agent market. But if there are players late in their rookie contracts made available, that's one place where GM Ryan Pace could creatively improve what remains a win-now roster. Now, the way that's written, passive voice, kind of makes it unclear as to whether or not there are players on other teams made available on the rookie deals, or whether Ryan Pace would make players on their rookie deals available. You know, a talented player at low cost that he could move maybe for a draft pick and a player, or just kind of an upgrade at
right guard,
your line, or something like that. Yeah,
tight end.
So the first name that Rick brought up yesterday, as we were kind of talking about this story, was Tariq Cohen, which I think is a pretty interesting conversation.
It is, because I think Tariq Cohen is an example of a guy who, when he burst onto the scene, he was a guy I really enjoyed watching. I did not enjoy watching him last year. He made me crazy. And I don't know how much is play calling, how much is blocking. He was not fun to watch last year.
He was less fun in the punt game, too.
He was just not fun. That was a huge differential from the first time, the first season you lived with him to the next, where it's just, I was more angry every time he touched the ball because of some outcome where he's like, how did that happen? Like, how you're running him up the middle, or he finds a seam and runs right out of bounds. There was just a bad decision on a punt. There were way too many times my response. And by the end of last year, I was predisposed to be unhappy when he touched the ball.
I want to know whether Matt Nagy has a convinced idea of how best to use Tariq Cohen in the offense in 2020. Because given what I saw in 2019, he really didn't. And if you looked at 2020 and said, okay, Tariq Cohen is, with the release of Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen is essentially, and he maybe even more so than last year, your slot receiver, I'm fine with that. I don't know how good he's going to be able to be. I would have liked to supplement the rest of the receiving core if that's the case, you know, with somebody a little bit better at the two spot than what you had last season.
Yeah, they need speed.
And I think you need to maybe even just a little bit more speed. And Tariq Cohen offers you that, but at his size, you know, can you throw the go ball in the same way?
Up and get it?
And even take the guy throwing the go ball out of the equation for a moment. What quarterback wants to throw that route to that size guy? It's that list is probably fairly short, you know?
So to speak, I
was looking at a couple of different names. Maybe there are some guys on the trade market that, or guys on the block, I should say. We don't really have a trade market yet. Although, some interesting news from Adam Schefter this morning about when the franchise tag is going to move to and how free agency is going to function there. Maybe Rob Havenstein of the Rams is a guy that you can get into there. Maybe Billy Price of the Bengals, a first-round pick in 2018. He's had some injuries. Maybe you want to get your tight end done that way. Hayden Hurst and Evan Engram might be guys that you could bring in. And yeah, each one of those, especially, you know, Hurst with injuries, especially Evan Engram with the Lisfranc that he went through, what was it, 2 years ago, I think? Yeah, there are some concerns there. But I think when you're Ryan Pace, and maybe you're looking like Albert Breer's writing about, at trading off a guy that's got, you know, he's on the downswing of his production, but still with plenty of upside as a skill set, I think you are probably trying to pick up some sort of, if not reclamation project, then lower ranked player plus pick that maybe helps you out in the coming draft.
Yeah, that's asking a lot.
It is.
To think that someone's going to give you a starter level player and a mid round pick.
Yeah.
For Tariq Cohen?
No, I think it is. But I guess it wouldn't be this year's draft if you're adding a pick. We don't see player for player swaps all that often in the NFL. At least we hadn't. But we have seen more, I don't know, over the last 18 months or so, there have been a couple of player for player swaps. Maybe that's a spot Ryan Pace can be aggressive.
Or you think right guard should be the absolute easiest position on a football team to fill. Right guard and box safety.
Supposed to
be. And those are things that the Bears need. So if you're going to actually expend resources, it should be for something that's generally considered more difficult to find somebody good. You should be able to find a decent right guard on your own.
Yeah, for the money, and I don't mean actual money, for like the actual talent levels exchanged, if you are looking to deal somebody on that rookie contract, somebody late in a rookie contract like Tariq Cohen, then I would suppose I'd rather make that tight end the priority, or a tight end a priority, because, you know, if you look at the draft picks you're going to have to spend, and if you look at the money you'd have to spend on, I don't know.
Speaking of which, is
Eric Ebron?
Anybody want Adam Shaheen?
No.
No.
Nobody wants Adam. You'd be late in your rookie deal, though.
That's what I mean.
That fits the caliber.
Yep.
No, nobody wants Adam Shaheen. All right, I'll just move on down the line here.
No. Okay.
We've said for years in press conferences he's just really ready to break out. Has no one been listening to our press conferences?
Nice guy. Just can't stay healthy. Falls down a lot. It's just one thing in my tight end. The falling down thing. It's a negative in my scouting report.
Well, you know, I'd like a little more catching the football myself.
That's something I would put under negatives. Doesn't catch the football often enough. Falls down a lot.
Right. And usually
also is hurt.
The falls happen after the catching of the football. So in the rare circumstance when he does catch the football, the fall down comes quickly afterward, and that really mitigates the value.
You want the truth on Mitchell Trubisky? You can't handle the truth on Mitchell Trubisky. Mike Sando has it for you. Whether you want it or not, you're going to want to hear this. He's next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Kyle Schwarber had such a great second half of the season that I often forget that he's part of that group of players. When we talk about Baez, Rizzo, Bryant, Contreras, we should also probably put Schwarber in there if he can play at that pace more regularly.
Lawrence Holmes noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
The next generation of Galaxy has arrived at Sprint, and it's 5G ready. Right now, switch and lease the new Samsung Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month with an 18-month Sprint Flex lease. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Get your Galaxy S20 5G smartphone for just $0 per month. Phone $0 per month after $41.67 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. 5G coverage will be limited in select cities. See Sprint.com/Sprint5G for actual coverage and availability.
Hey, I'm Cody Decker.
And I'm Jen Sturger. And together, we're hosts of Swings and Misses, a radio.com sports original. We're live from Los Angeles every day, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern, with the biggest stories in sports, pop culture, and everything in between.
To watch and listen to us live, head to radio.com/swings. Download the radio.com app and search Swings. Or simply ask Alexa to play us. Hey, Alexa, play Swings and Misses.
Or listen to us on demand anytime on the radio.com app and wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, it's an odd thing in baseball, a sport that you can't play harder.
Mm-hmm. I think the mental focus. You know, it's easy to come out here in spring and just get your work in, but just the way you go about your work, honestly, is the most important part.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day. And once you win, they get you your cash fast. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving $25 in free bets with no deposit required. I'm on the FanDuel Sportsbook app right now, kind of scrolling around, somewhat interested in this Boston-Indiana game this evening. And if you don't want to just bet the spread or maybe the total, you just hit the More Bets button. Easy enough, right? And it takes you all the singular bets that you can make, the prop bets. You can bet on who the first basket's going to be. You can bet on win margin, all this kind of stuff. It's super easy to use. You just press the button you want to get the bets you're looking for. Just sign up with the promo code Connor to get $25 in free bets with no deposit required. That's promo code Connor, my name, C-O-N-N-O-R. That gets you your free $25 sign-up bonus. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable. It expires 7 days after receipt.